Rava Rava says no. In Cain and Nedorim Nisholim Nechachim. If so, you won't be in Cain and Nedorim Nisholim Nechachim and Usvara. That we're afraid that people B'chlal won't go to a Talmud Chacham to be Matah the Nether. People will be afraid that they won't go to a Chacham. Like everybody will think it's Pasha to be Matah the Nether themselves. Everybody will think I have a Pasha to Pesach. My Pesach is the Ravada. If I would have known it's not nice, Hashem doesn't like it, I would have never made the Nether. So Ran says, in Cain, to Pesachim with the Freda Mokom, lo yehen Nedorim Nisholim Lechachem. Nobody will go to a Talmud Chacham anymore to be Matah the Nether. Everybody knows this Pesach to himself. This is a Pesach for any single neder you make. Any single neder in the world that you make, you have this Pesach. The Pesach is that if I would have known Hashem doesn't like me to make nederim, I wouldn't have made it. So such a Pesach can't be a good Pesach. That's the way Rebbe learns. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Olmoidim Chachom and Rabbi Eliezer, Techom and agreed to Rabbi Eliezer, that Bedovosh Beinoy Levein Oviv, Vimoy. If you make a neder directly against your parents, you make a neder that your parents can't have any enjoyment from you, you make a neder directly to them, then the Mishnah says that the Chom agree, Shepoischem Loi Bechvoid Oviv Vimoy. Then even the Chom do agree that you can make a Pesach directly against your parents. In other words, go to the Chacham. If the Chacham tells you, listen, if you would have known it's not nice to do it to your parents, would have you still done it? So if he says he doesn't care, so the neder still goes. But if he says no, here we believe him. Since it's directed to the parents, we believe him. So more says like this. Bishlei malabai diyomar. In Cain ein adorim nitorim. Bishlei malabai that says the svorah bechobet amakum is no good. Because we're afraid you'll lie. Hoch over here, we're not afraid you're going to lie. You know why? Kivon the ichtsof lay ha ichtsof lay. Here we're not going to be afraid the guy's going to lie later, because the guy had the chutzpah in the first place to make the neder against his parents. Like, what was this neder? He made a neder to his parents that Tati, you can't have enjoyment from me. So he showed us already the chutzpah doesn't care about his parents. So if he goes to the Chacham now to be matter the neder, and the Chacham tells them, listen, if you would have known it's not nice to do this to your parents, would have you done it? Now, if the person really still doesn't care about it, he wouldn't lie to say, no, I wouldn't have done it. Because we see already, he showed us the chutzpah. Like, he showed us that he doesn't care about his parents so much. Like, to his parents directly, he made a neder. See, we're not afraid he's going to lie later. So therefore, if he says, no, I wouldn't have made a neder, we believe the son. Like, he asked Charot, he thought, I wouldn't have done it. But here, by the father, we're not afraid you're going to lie. That to say, I'm embarrassed of the Chacham to say that I would do something against my father, therefore I would tell him, no, I wouldn't have made a neder. We're not afraid you're going to lie, because the son already showed the chutzpah. He already went and made the neder against his parents. So he's not afraid to show this chutzpah. So therefore later, if he says he changes his mind, and he feels bad that he made it, it's not nice to give disrespect to my parents, we talk of leave him. But we're not afraid that really it doesn't bother him. Really, as far as he's concerned, he would still show the chutzpah. Just that in front of the Chacham, he's embarrassed, that we're not afraid about. So, according to Abaya, it's good why Chacham agree. If the neder was directed to the parents, then the son, the charot, the pesach could be bechved of avimai. Elo l'rava, but according to Rava the Yomar, im kein ein nederim nishol nechacham. If you make such a type of a heter, we're afraid people will forget about going to a talmud nechacham, but people will be matan nederim themselves. So if so, in no place should it be able to make such a pesach. We're afraid they'll make the heter themselves. So Mura says no. Hocha my poskin. Why could you make the pesach? Mura says poshed amri. Kivon the chol nidre lo sagi lohin the lav chacham. Since every other type of a neder that you don't make directly against your parents, you do have to go to a Talmud Chacham to be matter. In other words, since there's only one case that you can use this Pesach, according to Chachamim, only when you made the neder directly against your parents, then we say later we're not afraid you're going to lie. And if you really have charata not to make the neder, you really mean you don't want to make the neder. So this one case will let you get away with this Pesach. But any other neder you make, you can't make such a Pesach like that. It's time to say, you feel bad that your parents are going to be embarrassed from you. That's not a Pesach for other places. So since every other neder, you'll have to go to a Chacham anyway to be matter the neder, we're not afraid like that people get used to the fact of not to be matter the darim by Chacham. That they're going to be used to the fact anyway, we have to go to the Chacham. Because rov in the dorm, you need the Chacham. So why says, even for this nether also, people will go to the Chacham, and then it's true, Taka. Like the Svar before, that since the son showed the chutzpah already to his parents, So if later on he doesn't change his mind, and it really doesn't bother him what his parents say, he's not going to lie. He'll tell the Chacham, I don't care what my parents say. So therefore we're not afraid he's going to lie. Therefore, if the nether was directly against his parents, then everybody agrees that Torah could be the Chvayr of Evimai. Then the Maris Mishnah says, V'yoydom Reb Lezer, that Toschim B'Noilu, to such a heter B'Noilu, Reb Lezer holds, that even though some new situation came up later, the guy became a cipher first later, so what? Since right now you need the person, and if you would have known at the time you made the nether that this Reuven, you're going to need him, you would have never made the nether, that's also called a good Pesach. Tomorrow says, my time with the Reb Lezer, what's Reb Lezer's Svara? Omer Reb Chizde, he has a Pesach for this. The Yom HaKro, the Pesach says, Ki Meisul Kol HaNoshim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu now, go back to Mitzrayim. Afterwards, by Yisro, by Yishver, and Mashmi made a Shavua to Yisroi that he won't leave. When Yisro let him marry, Tzipora was with a Shavua, he won't leave him. And here Hashem says, you should know, now, Kimesa Kol Anoshim, all the people that wanted to kill you died out already, so now you can go back. So Mashmi, the only reason why Moshe made the neder to Yisro was, because he was afraid, if he goes back to Mitzrayim, they'll kill me. So he made a Shavua like, I won't go back. But now, since later that the people died, Dustin Aviron died, since they died, now that the... Again, the Kimeso, the apostle says, Kimeso Kol Anoshim, V'Misa D'Nelotu. Now, for people to die is not usual, it's a Nelotu. So how come like a Kodesh Baruch, like was Mata the Neder, with this Pesach that said that since Dostum of Aviron died already, so now you could be Mata Yeshua to Yisroi, and if you go back to Mitzrayim, for them to die is Noilad. The time when you made the Neder, you didn't think they were going to die. So therefore, Blazer brings the Rayim, he can't from here, Shepeshim B'Noilad, you could be Mata the Neder with something that comes up later. For the Gemara of Sol, Rabbana Mai Tamayu, what do the Rabbana do with this Raya? The Chur for them to die is not so Shriach. So still you see that Hashem like was matter this nether with the Pesach to say that Yoni made the nether because you thought that they would still be alive, they'll still kill you. But now that they're not here anymore, you could be matter the nether. For them to die is a new situation, so you have to find a different Pesach. And the Pesach says that was the Pesach. The Pesach says, Ki meisu kol anoshim. The reason why it would be matter Yeshua is because they died. So Rabbanan said like this, Rabbanan Ksavri, Hanu Kimaisi, is it true that Dasam Avirim really died? They didn't die. V'omer Rabbi Yechon Mishum Hashem Ben Yechoi, Kolmokim Shenema Nitzim V'Nitzovim Einem El Dasam V'Avirim. And even by Adas Kerech, when it says Nitzim, it means that was Dasam V'Avirim. So you see, Dasam V'Avirim did not die. They were still alive later on by Adas Kerech also. So really, they didn't die yet, Dasam V'Avirim. If so, what's Pshan the Pesach Kimeisu Kol Anoshim? What does it mean that Dostan Vaviron died? Elamai Ratzalim. What does the Pesach mean to tell us? Sheyodu Menachseim. It just means they became poor. And Amar Meshur Ben Levi. Kol Adam Shein Leibonim Choshev Kimeis. Somebody that doesn't have children is called like a meis. Shenemar Hovuli Bonim Vimein Meis Anoichi. V'tani we learned also Arbo Choshev Kimeis. There are four types of people that are considered like meis. Oni, this is what's negated to us. A poor person is called like a mace. So mele here it means, just means that dust and aviron, they became poor. That's what the pasuk means. Kimeis of anoshim doesn't mean that dust and aviron mamish died. Just means they became poor. And poor is considered like a mace. And at that, Taisa says, mashma, that to become poor, that's not called a melet. Bottom Taisa says, elosh yodim nechseyim, uvenoilet kihai, the oni, moedi rabbonin. That's not so shriach. A person become poor, that can happen. That's not called a melet. An elud means something that the mal shouldn't happen. But just the fact you're rich today does not mean you'll be rich tomorrow. So that's the terrorist. So I want to say here, it's not called an elud. They became poor, that could happen. So who are these four people that are considered like a mace? Only a poor person, a mitzayra. A person that's a mitzayra, a sum, a blind person. Homishtayin leibonim. Only dichsid ki mesa kol anoshim. This pasuk here, dasam aviron, the pasuk says they died. Really they didn't die. It's just that they were poor, they're considered like a mace. Mitzara dechsev anoti kemes. Vesum dechsev machshakim, dechshakim hashivani kemesi yerlam. The blind is still like mesi yerlam. Mishen lebonim dechsev, hovli bonim vimei mesi anechi. Smell that terrace over here. That really they did not die, but the pshat is only they became poor. And poor is not called a pesach. That's not called an erlam. That's something that could happen. That's why here, the bonim dechom say here, that Torah was good. But the regular, real case of Neulud, that something not so usual to happen, that's not good for Pesach. All right, stop here.